never stops working. Amen. Amen. Even when you don't see it, God never stops working. He is the way maker. He's the miracle worker. He is the promise keeper and the light in the darkness. Would you pray with me? Lord God, you are the way maker. Lord, you are the miracle worker. Lord, you are the ultimate promise keeper. And as we have seen throughout this past month of Advent, you are the light in the darkness. In a year like this, in 2020, that seems like you aren't working, we realize that even when we don't see it, God, you never stop working. Lord, speak to us today through your word to show us what waiting on you looks like and how we can do that well for your glory. It's in your Son's holy name that we pray. Amen. I hope everyone had a Merry Christmas. If you have a copy of God's Word, and I hope that you do turn to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Hopefully those of you joining us online were able to persevere. And we had some technical issues the first part of the Christmas Eve service, but if you persevered, you got the last 30 minutes of it. And so I know some that persevered and some that moved on, but you can still go and watch the last 30 minutes of the Christmas Eve service on our YouTube channel anytime you'd like to do that. So 2020 is almost over. I thought I'd hear some amens, but it's okay. A little Christmas lull here. I'll tell you, 2020 is almost over. Amen. All right. I was thinking this week that I don't remember a year in my life where people looked forward to the new year more than 2020. I mean, I remember people starting to talk about 2021 back in July. People have been yearning and waiting for 2020 to be done. A year that everybody was excited about and talked about, and so many pastors had 2020 vision sermons and things at the beginning. I know I did. And then 2020 hit, and now we are ready to move forward. But as I was thinking about that, I was reminded, as we've just kind of come out of Advent, which part of Advent is about us remembering the 400 years that Israel waited to hear from God. That Israel had moments in their history where it must have seemed to them that God had stopped working. I mean, think about it. God is speaking to his people through all these different prophets and through kings and other things for hundreds of years. And then you get to Malachi in about around 400 BC, and the final words of Malachi are this. Chapter 4, verses 5 through 6 of Malachi. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. And then 400 years of silence from God. I wanted to try something real briefly tonight. I should have had this ready. Give me just a second. So I wanted to try to just see what 40 seconds. That's not that long, right? So let's try that. Let's start right now, just silence. I don't know about y'all or you at home. You're probably like, is the buffering? Is it buffering or something? What's going on? But being up here, that's tough. I'm used to like constantly talking. In 40 seconds alone, can you imagine 400 years of silence from God? I mean, Israel is waiting, waiting and waiting and waiting. 400 years they pray. They pray prayers, they make sacrifices, and yet they don't hear God speak. I'm sure that there were many who that believed that he was no longer working anymore. And maybe that's some of your feelings that in 2020 just felt like God left or God stopped working. And over time, they start thinking, is God going to deliver us? Is God ever going to come? Is he going to do what he promised back in Malachi 400 years ago? And then for many of them, it just kind of started to become going through the rituals. They prayed prayers, they made sacrifices, but there was no heart for God. So 400 years of silence, and then God, who has continually been working behind the scenes the whole time, all 400 years. He didn't step away from his throne. He didn't leave. He was there preparing them, breaks his silence and sends an angel to speak to a man named Zechariah. So hopefully you are there. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, and we'll be reading verses 5 through 25 today. Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 5. If you would, let's stand, whether you're in here or watching online. Let's stand to honor the reading of God's word. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Now, while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense, and there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. And he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." And Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. And behold, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day that these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time." And the people were waiting for Zechariah, and they were wondering at his delay in the temple. And when he came out, he was unable to speak to them. And they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. And he kept making signs to them and remained mute. And when his time of service had ended, he went to his home. And after these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, And for 5 months she kept herself hidden, saying, "Thus the Lord has done for me in these days in which he looked on me to take away my reproach among people." All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands. You may be seated. What are you waiting for? What are you praying for? Where in your life, or where in a particular place or situation, where are you wanting to see God work? Zechariah and his wife were aged, as he put it so nicely to Gabriel. "My wife is advanced in years." And they had kind of lived their own version of what Israel as a nation had gone through. They wanted a child. They had the expectation of a child, just like Israel had the expectation of what God had promised in Malachi. But year after year, they were disappointed. They too got to the point where they doubted that it would actually happen. In fact, at their age, they had probably come to the point where they, at some moments and days and times and minutes, the doubting had turned to no faith at all, and just they didn't believe that it was going to happen anymore. You can tell that by Zechariah's answer to Gabriel. And in their case, and in their situation, and their timing, folks were probably thinking that it had that if they had just had a little bit more faith, then they would have a child, or there must be some sin in their life that God would curse them in this way. Not only were they unfulfilled in their hope and their longing, but the lack of a child made others doubt their commitment to God. Imagine Zechariah, who was a priest, and yet so many of those around him thinking that he had done something to anger God. And this was his punishment. I mean, the pain that they were already feeling was then compounded by what their community was thinking about them. And then this day comes, and Zechariah draws the lot. He gets to go in and burn the light the incense, and which was close to the front of the Holy of Holies. The incense offering was done every morning and evening, and it was accompanied by prayer. And the lighting of the incense was preparation for the high priest to then enter into the Holy of Holies. All these years of waiting led to this moment in our text. Not just for Zechariah, not just for Elizabeth, but for God's people in general that had been waiting 400 years, that probably thought, "We don't see God working, we don't feel God working, he must have stopped," and yet he hadn't. Just as Zechariah prepared the incense offering to ready the way for the high priest to enter the Holy of Holies, his son, John the Baptist, would make the path so that the great high priest, Jesus, would go through that incense and enter to the Holy of Holies, and by his own blood redeem a people for himself. But it's the waiting that's the hardest part, right? I mean, we just finished the season of Advent, which partly is all about waiting. The anticipation of what God is going to do. And the question that I want to ask you tonight is, what are you doing while you wait on God? What are you doing? What are you thinking about? What are you dreaming? What are your hopes and dreams for 2021? What are you praying for 2021? Where are you wanting to see God work in 2021? All of us have things that we hope for. All of us have things that we dream of, that we desire deeply, that only God can bring. And we're in a position where we're waiting on Him. Part of the Christian life is learning how to wait well on God. But waiting is the hardest part. Because our timing is not the same as God's timing. And so I want you to think about what are you waiting for? What are you praying for? Where are you wanting to see God work? And maybe it's not just 2020. Maybe there's something that you've been praying for years and you feel like God has stopped working. God is not answering me. And there's something you've been waiting for, or somewhere you've been wanting to see God work, and it's just not 2020, it's been 10 years, and you're just wondering, or 20, or even more for some of you, and you're like, why isn't God working? I love the song that we did right before it came up. The bridge in there is so true. And even when we don't see it, even when we don't feel it, He is still working. But maybe you've had some thoughts. Maybe you're watching online and you've had thoughts, is God still working? Maybe this year has just compounded something you've already been feeling for multiple years. And you just say, is He still there? Because waiting is the hardest part. But yet in a moment, hope can arrive. Just like that. Zechariah is in there. He's lying in the altar of incense. He's praying. And just like that, God steps into history. He sends Gabriel and says, hey, listen, here's some good news for you. Not only for you, but it's going to be also for everybody, because I am going to keep my promise. I'm going to keep my promise that I'm going to send Elijah, like, or one like Elijah, and who's going to be John the Baptist. In a moment, just like Zechariah, while we are waiting for hope to arrive, there's a few things that we should keep in mind. There are things that we should remember as we go into 2021, so that we are ready when God does act. And so that as we wait well, others can see us waiting well and give God the glory. So I want to look at three truths today. Truths to remember as we enter into 2021. Because the way that we wait on God can be a testimony to His sovereignty and His goodness. So first truth, God is not slow. God is not slow. We know that God's timing is perfect. It may not be our timing, and rarely is it ever. But God is always on time. Couple of verses here. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow to fulfill His promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Or Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law. God is not slow. He is being patient for your sake, for my sake. It may seem like God is slow at times, but we just need to learn patience. I was in the post office at the beginning of the week and standing there and in line and realizing all that they had to do and everything else. And I was fine, but I was watching a few people before me that were getting irritated. And then I watched the postal service worker when I was the next one up. She kind of looked over and said, I'll be with you soon. I said, oh, you're fine. Take your time. And I'm pretty good in those situations, but I'll go ahead and tell you on myself, when it comes to technology and it's not working the way it should, I'm very impatient. We all need patience, and mainly we need to learn to be patient with God, because He is not slow. He has perfect timing. There's never, listen to this, there is never a wasted moment in the waiting process. There is never a wasted moment in the waiting process. If He is delaying, He is doing so for your good and for His glory. There's never a wasted moment in the waiting process. God is not slow. Secondly, God is not limited. God is not limited. Zechariah's response to the angels, "How shall I know this? I am old. My wife is advanced in years." See, Zechariah saw his limitations, but God is not limited. It's never too late. It's never too hard. It's never too far gone for God to move and to work His plan out. So never stop asking. Never stop praying. He is the way maker. He is the promise keeper. And He's not limited. That means ask big things of Him. He is a big God. I heard a pastor one time say, "Show me what you ask. Show me how big your asks are of God, and I'll show you your view of Him." If you ask small things of God, you have a small view of God. If you ask big things of God, you have a big view of Him. Now remember, though, that this only works. The Bible is very clear that this only works when we have a relationship with Jesus. And so for some of those in here, maybe even online watching, and you've been wondering, you know, is the fact that I don't feel any kind of connection to Him. I don't see Him working anywhere. I don't see where He's working out things. Is that because I don't have a relationship? I've never surrendered my life, my faith and trust, and totally on Him and in Him. God is not slow. God is not limited. And finally, third, God is always working a bigger plan than you realize. God is always working a bigger plan than you realize. In verses 13 through 14 of our passage, the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. You shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness. Not only that, but many will rejoice at his birth." Imagine how many years it had been for Zechariah and Elizabeth since they had smiled at the goodness of God. And by answering their prayer, He's ultimately going to save the world, because John the Baptist was going to be a forerunner for Jesus the Messiah. See, everything is a chain reaction. Your story is connected to God answering the prayers of an elderly couple 2,000 plus years ago. And answers to your prayers that you pray today will have an eternal impact as well. We must remember God's faithfulness and how He is working all things together for the good of those who are called according to His name. Romans 8:28, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." And yet, when we're living in the all things that God's working together, we don't always see the all things. But thank God He does. I've often thought about it as like a really long parade. And you're here on Main Street, and you see about this much of the parade at a time. And yet God sees the entire parade. And you may not see God working right here, but he's working here, here, and here, and eventually you're going to see it. He has never stopped working. He is faithful. He is the promise keeper. What it must have been like for Zechariah and Elizabeth to hold John. And I think if someone were to ask him, what was it? Was it worth it? Was it worth the pain? Was it worth the doubt? Was it worth the worry? And they would have answered, yes, it was all worth it. As we leave Advent, as we leave Christmas, as we turn our attention to 2021, let us not forget the one that was waited so long for, the Messiah, Jesus. Let us always, continually, even as we leave this time, look back at his coming and say, it was worth it. 400 years of silence, it was worth it. For those who put our faith and trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior, let us remember the joy and the celebration of our life, the fact that he has saved us and we can live to our fullness and realize that everything that happened before it was worth it. Oftentimes we can look back 5-10 years down the line and say that it was worth it. God was working. Everything we've been through was worth it. For those of you that don't know Jesus in this way, you may be wondering, what is this all for? What is everything going on right now? What is it all for? God may be using situations or people in your life to draw you closer to himself. I know of many stories already through this pandemic because of what this pandemic has started in different people's lives in different areas, people have been turning to God. And so something even as horrific as what we've experienced in 2020, God is using and will continue to use throughout 2021. God is not slow. God is not limited. And God is always working a bigger plan than you realize. Ask every head bow, every eye close as we close our time today in prayer. Lord God, we are thankful that we serve a faithful God. Lord, you are the ultimate promise keeper. You're the way maker. You're the miracle worker. And you are the faithful one. And so, God, as we enter into 2021, God, would you just give us a renewed steadfastness, a renewed patience? Lord, give us eyes to see where you're working. God, give us ears to hear what you have us hear. God, give us a heart to be ready to be your hands and feet wherever you call us to. Lord God, we are thankful that we serve a God who is not slow, that is not limited, and that is always working on something so much grander than we could ever imagine. Lord, we know that you have said you are making all things new. And so as we enter into this new year, God, we pray that you would be able to use us in a way that would bring you glory, bring you honor. Lord, we give you all the praise. It's in your Son's most holy, magnificent, and wonderful name we pray. Amen. Would you please stand?